Thank you for tuning in. My name is Linda Sims, and the name of the show is called A Voice of a People. The name of the station is WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. Hi, how you doing today? So glad you didn't touch that dial. Okay, hopefully we got a good show for you today. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download free app. It's called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Name of the app, TuneIn. Once you download that, search WWGH. You can also call in while we are on the air from 4:15 to the top of the hour of 5 p.m. by calling 740-383-9944 if you would like to ask any questions or make any comments. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number, 740-262-0939. Logos, Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Free produce every third Saturday of every month. This month, it falls on the 19th of December. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Okay? If you have no need of this service, please share with someone who does. And remember, it's Christmas time, so you may run across someone who may be in need. We also have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. And thank you, my supporters. Thank you to those of you who listen faithfully, thank you if this is your first time listening. I do have a thought for you today. I like to open up my show with a thought. And it's titled, Exercising the Mind Keeps It Healthy. And it goes like this. Whenever we have negative thoughts, we try to stop them. We know they are not good for us and they drain us of energy. So we try to avoid them or change them because we are not always able to succeed in doing so. We begin to accept those kinds of thoughts as part of our lives. I need to get into the habit of exercising my mind in order to keep it healthy. To exercise the mind means creating and stabilizing whatever consciousness is required at that time. That means if I need peace, I can hold on to that thought for however long I want to. This prepares me to deal with different times. That was another thought for the show that I anticipate on having today. Okay. My guest is Tim Jones, and soon as he arrives, we will be talking to him, or he will be talking to us. He's a young man who is very inspired and inspirational, and he has a lot of wisdom, and he's an entrepreneur. He also works with people who are trying to get their lives together. And I really want him to tell you more about that himself. So until then, I will try to keep you company the best that I can, okay? Alrighty. So, energizing the mind keeps it healthy. Sometimes, you know, I think I kind of talked about this last week. Why is it that the first thought that we have is seems to be negative. You know, why can't we have a positive thought? It may start out negative, but then all of a sudden we say, oh, we'll disregard that. Try this. And, you know, and then you become optimistic about a situation or a circumstance or even trying to answer a question. And I don't know why sometimes our mind just, you know, jumps to something that's negative. And we do need to exercise our mind. This has been a very trying year. I know some of you agree with me. Some of you may not agree with me. There's been good and bad and indifferent. And I know that happens every year. That happens every single day. But this year has been kind of out of the norm. You know, COVID-19 is really raging across the United States right now. In every city, they said the entire United States seems to be a hot spot, like right now. You know, I think they were having stay-at-home orders in California. I don't know if that's going to help, though. Staying at home or at least being able to go out and do what you need to do with a mask, you know, being responsible for yourself, keeping your hands clean or sanitized, staying your distance 6 feet apart. Are we not getting it? Or are we just not doing it? What's going on with that? I mean, there's a lot of people with COVID. I ran into my brother earlier today out at Kroger's. And he and his wife both had it a couple weeks ago. Well, they're through it now. And he said he was a nurse, a doctor and everything because they both had it. But she had it worse than he did. Plus, she has COPD, which is not a nice, I think you call it disease or condition, you know. And COVID is also sort of like pneumonia and it settles in the lungs. So I could imagine it was a scary time for them too and a very trying time. But this is just has been one of those years and I really can't wait to do the year in review so people can just sit and talk about how their year really was and the good that happened and the bad that happened and the unexpected. Because we're all unexpected with this COVID-19. I'm sure we were. Thank God I haven't had it, but I was around my daughter who had it. She had the symptoms. I still had to quarantine for 14 days. And I'm just so glad I did not have the symptoms. I did have a condition in January, and I think a lot of people have like a cold or a sinus infection during January. It seems like right after Christmas, right? And you really don't know what it is, and you really don't know what to call it, except a doctor may say you may have a little bronchitis or, you know, you have a sinus infection or ear infection, right? And I had an inner ear infection. I thought I was going to die. Well, thanks to God, I didn't die, but it was a terrible, terrible time, and I was really, really sick. Was that COVID? I don't know. I don't even think they even knew COVID was alive in January, to the fact that they could have named what I was going through COVID or a part of COVID. So I guess what I'm trying to say, maybe some of us had it and didn't realize we had it, and oh my, and those who had it and were diagnosed with it, and all the deaths that have come or happened in the elderly, and everyone who has it isn't elderly. Some people are in their 40s, 30s, even babies, not as many, but still, there are people who have died from COVID-19. So what do you do with COVID-19? What do you have to say about COVID-19? I guess it really doesn't matter. Just try to do the best that you can to keep yourself safe and your family safe. You know, because COVID seems to be alive and well and still causing havoc in our communities, in our hospitals, in our jobs, everyday jobs. You know, people can't play sports and they're shutting down teams and things like that. And it's like, wow, when is it going to be over? They do have vaccines for it. It's going to be available, I think, even to Ohioans, like December 15th, during that time. Who's going to take it? Should we all be required to take it? Or should we even want to take it? What are the side effects? And we have to realize that they have already been injecting over 20,000 people with the vaccination. Okay, so we don't really know about the side effects. I haven't heard about many, but they will have some. I'm sure there's side effects to any type of medicine that you take. Now, I don't know if we should be fearful of it or not fearful of it, or what should we do about it? Well, if you don't want COVID, I guess I could suggest you keep wearing your mask, keeping your hands clean, and your 6 feet distance from other people. Will that help? That might help. That might not help. Or take the shot. And I heard it was in two. There's two shots, not just one, but two shots. Oh, I don't know. But I may take it because I really don't want to get sick. I really do not want it. What are my chances going to be? Just wish for the best or hope for the best, however that goes. I guess we could try it, and I don't mind trying it. So, racial unrest. I don't hear much about that anymore, but it was really big in the midst of COVID-19. So, there's just a lot of things that have been happening in our world today. So those of you who have had it and you're still alive, thank you, God, for sparing the lives of many, many. And I say, you know, my heart goes out to those who have lost loved ones and had to put them to rest, maybe in a form and a fashion that is unusual, where you couldn't be there to see them. You had to wait till the funeral. Everything was processed with them. My heart goes out to you. Yeah, you were not able to put your loved ones away in a way that, you know, our normal way of doing things. And I'm sure it was hard on each and every one of you. And I just lift up my prayers to you. And what I'm going to do is see where my guest is. I'm going to try. And see where he is. Okay. So we'll wait a few more minutes and see if he comes up. Tim. Hopefully you get here. Okay. He's pulling up right now. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So he's on his way up. Many of you know Tim. Some of you, you know, call in and have a chit chat with him and see how he's doing, what he's doing, and what he hopes to do for the new year. I mean, he has a spot here every first Monday of every month. So I'm sure he would be glad to answer any questions or, you know, just help anyone that he could in any way that he can. And praise God, hopefully all goes well with that, you know. I am really looking forward to 2021. And you know what? I said that about 2020 too. And look what it brought us. So we can hope for the best for 2021. But let's not be jumping off the walls, because we have no idea what it's going to offer us, right? We don't know. And from what I understand, even with the vaccine for the COVID-19, it could be well into the middle of the year before it even gets around to ordinary people like me. Wow, so there's almost another year gone. So, whatever, however, let us be encouraged to do what we can do. Excuse me, to keep ourselves safe and others safe. I really didn't mean to do that, excuse me. But it's Monday. It's a beautiful day outside, though. There was a little like flurries, little fine minute grains of snow fell this morning, but it was pretty well cold this morning also. And our snow is gone already. That we got, what, three inches last Monday or Sunday? It's gone already. So let's pray for snow Christmas Day. And hopefully we will be graced with a blanket of white snow for Christmas. Yes, it's been 4 or 5 years since we've had snow here in Marion, Ohio on Christmas Day. Yes, it's been a long time. That used to be something that we could count on, but we can't count on that anymore. And you know, there's a lot of things we used to count on that we couldn't count on this year. I don't know what that's saying to us. Maybe we should learn to count on other things, or like I heard last night, let's go to the other side of the boat, like Jesus told the disciples, you know. Well, we fished here long enough. I suppose we've drawn out all the fish that we could. So let's go to the other side of the boat and see what it has to offer us. And you know what? Now that's a good word. That is really a good word, because we have gone through so much. Ridicule, criticism, changes. Things are not normal anymore. And we don't know what to expect. We don't know what to believe. And you know, I find that really terrifying, that now we don't know what to believe. People do not know what truth is, or who's telling the truth. Who should we believe? Wow. How did all that happen? How did all that happen? All of a sudden, we're in a state where no one knows what's truth. Wow. Can we survive not knowing what truth is? I know that God's word is truth. I know that God is truth. No one has been able to defy his word. They may defy his word, but they have not been able to disprove his word. Not even the history of his word, you know, nor the future. There's people who have prophesied the future way back, okay, in the Bible, thousands of years ago. No one's have been able to discredit it or to find it wrong. That is truth. So if you're talking to a man or newsman, media, their job is to report the truth. Then some report it as they see it. Well, then that's a little different, because it might not be truth, right? So if they are doing it that way, reporting it as they see it, there's some truth in that, and it may be some untruth in that. But we just can't discredit everything that the media brings to us and say, this is false news, this is a lie. We just can't do that today. We shouldn't do that today. Why should we? I mean, there's got to be some truth out there. If they say, oh, it's snowing outside, oh, that's false news. And you go outside and it's snowing. Why would you say it's false news and you haven't checked it out? Okay? So, a lot of things have happened over, maybe not just this year. Maybe this is a buildup from 3 years ago. This is a buildup to what's going on right now today. There are many church doors closed and no one can get in. Their services. So what are you going to do? Some people have found themselves not comfortable in the church right now, and they're staying away because of COVID is on the rise once again. Hi, Tim. How you doing? Good. We're so glad you came in. Yes. Yes. So glad. Hey, it be moving, don't it? You can't keep up with it. Wow. So I was going to let you introduce yourself today and give us a word up or what's on your heart. And let me see. You should be on right now. Hello? Hello?
Yep. Can you hear me?
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Tim Jones. I think I'm a Renaissance man. I don't know. I do a little bit of everything as far as like entrepreneurial things goes. Definitely do counseling down at Dr. Mark Piacentini's office in Prospect for those who are in recovery. Design from clothing to also architectural type work, CAD drawings, those type of things. You name it. I don't know. Just a bunch of talents, I guess. Yeah, just whatever's going.
So you're just in it, right?
Yeah.
Yes, well, praise God. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Well, we're glad that you could come today. And how's your week been?
Oh man, the week.
Weekend.
It's been long, but it's been good. It's been a good week. Life is good. That's my motto. So regardless of how everything's going, but it's good. Family healthy, everybody healthy. My sister just had a baby, so I got a new nephew. So that's pretty good. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is.
I haven't really got to spend time with him yet. You know, quarantine thing. So you know, just waiting our turn.
Waiting our turn
like everybody else.
Right, absolutely. I was just talking about the quarantine thing, and here we are looking at 2021 already. Mm-hmm. Right, and I'm thinking, I'm not going to get my hopes up high. I'm going to expect the best. I'm going to brace myself because I came into 2020 like that. Oh, 2020, you know, and whoa.
Yeah, I think we all did. You know, funny, I was thinking about earlier, and I was like, man, this is kind of a weird space that we're living in. I know we kind of all get on this topic, but you know, we all living through it.
Yes.
But hospitals, you know, if I can give one warning, you know, one sign of advice is be diligent in when people come in sick and checking them, because the misdiagnosis ratio is ridiculous, and it could be a fatal error.
Right.
You know, as far as you coming in, and it could be something totally wrong, and they just say, "Yo, it's COVID or whatever it may be," because you know, accidental deaths, you know, happens in the hospital because being misdiagnosed and also mistreated, miscommunication between the doctor or the nurses or all these things. Like, this is a an actual thing. So I just want them, you know, people to take heed, you know, those people that has that level of responsibility. You know, don't just say it's XYZ because of funding, or don't just say it's this, that, and the third. Like, you're playing with people's lives. Everybody that's in the hospital, come on now,
don't have COVID.
Right. You know, every trip is not that.
Right.
So please, you know, those who are responsible and in charge, be careful, you know, really help people and know why they're being there and treat them for the illnesses that they may have.
Wow. Right.
So.
And while you're on that vein, that's what a lot of people have been saying, you know, they've been counting deaths as if they're all COVID, and a lot of those deaths has nothing to do with having COVID, so... that's good, because they're going to get the funding regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessary to build up the numbers, because that's just also putting people in fear.
Yep.
You know, high anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
You
yep.
know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because we're thinking, what are we going to do?
Right.
You know, when they're talking about shutting down this mm-hmm. and shutting down that, and California shut down the whole state.
Yeah, so let's, you know, let's really, come on, let's use common sense. 1 + 1 = 2. So I expect California not to have any numbers of COVID after the shutdown.
Let's hope not.
I expect them to have no COVID at all. None. It should be gone. It should be wiped away. That's like, if you're just going to just put everybody in a bubble, you know, then that should eliminate the problem, so you say. But if you're putting everybody in a bubble, right, and they come in and let's say the restrictions over with and the numbers are still up, they should tell people something. You know, maybe that's not working. You know, come on, let's wake up, take the blindfold off our eyes, and you know, let's move forward. That's just me, and I'm not saying it's not a real thing, because it is, yeah. You know, but so ain't influenza, so ain't a common cold, so, you know.
Yeah, I was talking about that inner ear infection I had mm-hmm. in January. Oh, my
yeah.
God, I thought I was going to die.
No, yeah. Equilibrium was off.
That, too, and it just, you know, hurt so bad, mm-hmm. and I was so sick. Yeah. So, did I have COVID? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, you know.
I just ran into someone at Kroger that said, what, your head just pounds. That's part of COVID. Well, mine was pounding mm-hmm. with an inner ear infection, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So like you said, might not all be COVID.
Yeah.
Just something that's wrong, you know.
Yeah. And so can you imagine going to the doctor and being treated, you know, for upper respiratory infection or a virus and you had an ear infection all the time? You know, that's a total. You treat an ear infection differently than what you would treat an upper respiratory virus.
Yeah,
you know, it's a whole different vitamin. I mean, not vitamin. That's a whole different antibiotic. Or,
right.
So so you got to be careful. That's all I'm saying.
And see, they make those mistakes with babies all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want to give them an antibiotic, and mm-hmm. it may be an inner ear infection or you know, sinus.
Yep.
And they send them home.
Mm-hmm.
Without anything.
Yep.
All that aggravates me so much. At least order some cough syrup or something.
Yeah. It's,
you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I can go on days for on this topic. I promise you. Like, it just, things that just makes my mind just wonder.
Oh, me too.
All day long. It's just like, yo, this.
Oh, I hate that. I really hate that. Poor babies, and they'd be in such, you know, they'd be miserable.
Yeah.
And they can't even get
the cancer. Yeah, but you see, you know, those babies get through it, you know, because your immune system is the key. You know, those babies' immune system be super strong. And honestly, when you have a virus, it's going to take about 7 to 14 days to exit out the system. That's what the body does. That's what it's made to do. You know, it gets to fighting the whatever
the
it
virus,
is, the virus, the infection,
oh, yeah.
whatever. You know, only time you really need antibiotics is if you have a bacteria. You know, so it's honestly like when you go to, like, let's say you have the flu or something and you go to the doctor will give you antibiotics, but that's not fighting the flu, because people want to come in and they want something. You know what I'm saying? They want something, right? And so they give you that, but if you really studied, you know, viruses and you really studied bacteria and you really studied all these different forms of diseases, you'll know. That, yeah, influenza is not,
work.
No, not an antibiotic, not for like flu and stuff like that. So, yeah, so you got to be careful, you know. You got to be careful because you'll fall for anything. What they say, stand for something or fall for anything,
that's
type
true.
Deal.
That's
you
true,
know?
But that's me. I want something. Mm-hmm.
That could be a placebo. Like, I got something, I feel better.
Yeah.
You know?
Just a little bit, of course. But have you ever caught a cold from a child, a baby?
Yeah, my daughter, especially when she was younger. Yeah.
How did you handle it?
Actually, you know, it's crazy. Like, when my daughter gets sick or my son gets sick, like, I'll be like, God, just give it to me so they can get over it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm going to get over it. I know what to do, right? So typically, if I ever get sick, like, I go straight to my cabinet, right? So I got my honeys. I got my apple cider vinegars. I got, like, you know, I go into the home remedies. And it's all about, I'm getting it out. I'm drinking a lot of water, a lot of fluids, you know what I mean? Because the way you put out a fire is you don't necessarily use Tylenol. You know, a fire marshal is not throwing Tylenol on a fire, right? He's fighting it with water. So I'm just trying to stay hydrated as much as possible. You know, eat some, not too much, but I go straight to my cabinet. It's that, you know, my raw organic honey, that's the antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, you know, all that. You're like, I'm on a strict regimen if I ever get sick. Yeah, and I'm going to give it a couple of days, and I'll be gone. But I'm not, unlike other people, when I get sick, I'm not trying to, like, lay around. Unless my body hurts, and that's my body saying, yo, get rest, because we fighting something.
Right.
You know, but if I can manage it, mm-hmm. to manage to, you know, do what I do, yeah, I will.
Wow. I know I've caught colds off of babies, and mm-hmm. I'd be so sick. I wonder how they even handled it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd be so, so sick. But let us move on from that. And I want to ask you this. What's the biggest change that has happened to you in the past year?
Oh man, this probably been let's go last week.
Last week.
The biggest change for me, honestly, this is an eye opener. Learning about yourself, learning about myself, my personality, all around. It was nuts because once you know some things about yourself, it's easier to accept. And I was just reading a couple of things just on, you know, personalities and all that, and found one that matched mine very well to a T. Like, I'm like, yo, this is me. And it just made it a lot, it made sense, and it made it a lot easier for me to accept me. There's certain, like, okay, I'm going to give you an example. Like, a part of my personality is I like the beauty in a lot of things, right? So it could be like clothing, or it can be art, it can be, you know, houses, like whatever. So in a sense, I can get materialistic, right? And I used to fight this battle between materialism and then also my spiritualism, because I study a lot and I'm into learning, so I'm intrigued by, you know, rules and morals and characters and all this other stuff. So I study the Bible a lot too. So I was like, in a sense, I can be drawn to these beautiful things that I'm naturally attracted to. That's part of my personality, right? But then I be conflicting, and I feel bad for liking those things, or I feel bad for having obtained some of those things, some of those material possessions, right? And once I'm learning about myself, like, yo, this is part of who I am, it brought a better balance to me as a person, right? So now I'm not super duper hard on myself for having certain things. Right. I'm not super duper, like, I don't get those things because I'm trying to, in a sense, I'm gonna use a young term, stun on somebody or say I'm better or whatever it may be.
Right.
I'm just naturally attracted to certain things in life, beautiful, that my eye catches, beautiful things that I think is beautiful. And so once I learned that, and also learned, you know, why I'm going into my mind the way I do and these type of things, it just made it, it's just like a pressure just coming off your shoulders. It just made it easier for me to breathe. It made it easier for me to be me. I understand why now I'm such a great communicator. I understand my role in counseling and speaking to people. Like, I understand me.
Okay.
And that right there is a game changer. Now I can, it's almost like you can walk boldly. I can walk boldly and stand on firm ground saying, yo, this is who I am, and not be apologetic for it.
Whoa. That is so powerful. We all need to be there.
Yeah.
Because I believe we all come to a point in our life where we don't understand who we are.
Mm-mm.
You know, a lot of times people go to the horoscope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but God doesn't want us to use those type of mediums. He wants us to go to Him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all you did was look up personality traits.
Yeah, I just wanted to figure out about me, like who... Just different things. Why do I think the way I think? Why am I who I am? You know,
right.
And once you get on that road of self-discovery, I mean, because it's already there, but you just, once you understand why, once it click as to why, and then you just accept, like, yo, this is who I am. And then, you know, the things that, so we got positive personality traits, and we also got negative personality traits.
Sure.
You know, I'm a perfectionist. I hold things at certain standards. I can hold people at a certain standards. I can be fussy. I can be critical on others. I understand that now, right? So now I can control. I have more control of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Now I can give people leeway and passes because I understand where it's coming from, and I don't have to even butt heads with that.
Right.
I understand,
right.
Like, yo, that's a part of my personality now. Even though I'm still perfectionist, I can still set the bar high, but I do even more so on myself. But even when I fall short of that, because I'm the hardest on myself, regardless of what type of standards I hold on other people, I'm 20 times harder on me, right? And so I don't even allow that to get me to a low point no more, you know, because we all struggle in a sense with internal conflicts as well, you know. We struggle with issues of the heart and the mind, you know.
Yeah,
it's always
battling.
So it's like once you begin to fix that, like, I feel like I have a purpose. That's what that brought that down to. Like, yo, you have a purpose. You understand who you are. Now go out and help the world, you know, and help them see who they are and be able to accept some of their flaws and faults. And if it's something you don't like, you can change.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes, yes. Change.
Change, yep.
I think that's what we should look at. If we didn't change this year, 2021,
yeah.
Help me to change.
Yeah.
From the negative to the better, like to you said, better. You know, you were able to look at yourself. It's like looking in a mirror, not mm-hmm. a mirror, but what they call that thing that goes down your throat.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
It's just a metaphor.
It's a scope, yep.
Yeah, like a scope. You're looking at your inner being.
Yep.
You know, so and that's deep. Knowing who you are, oh my gosh. I've been there, you know, like my daughter said, Mom, you got to put some softness around things. You just can't be hard all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be saying, well, I did say I love you and I wish you well always. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that was the soft part. I'm
yeah.
hoping.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to, I'm kind of like, I don't mean to put you down or
yeah.
Say that everything you do ain't right. God, like, and you don't know how people may perceive what you're trying to say.
Yep.
And you do have to try to find a softer way to talk to people, you know. Because they get offended, like, yep. wow, what did he say about me? He said this and that.
Sometimes
wow.
we can only, sometimes we just know how to be direct, you know? And,
right,
and
right.
sometimes we don't know no other way, you know? But like you said, it's not what you say sometimes, it's how you say it and how the message got delivered, you know?
Right,
so it might
right.
have got delivered in more of a aggressive, rough tone than what they are used to or what they expect. Maybe their expectations was, you know, way up here, whatever it may be. So it's a learning process.
It is a learning process, and I'm still learning. So
yeah.
I know other people are still learning because I
yep.
have a grandson. He says, Grandma, every time I see you, you preaching to me.
Mm-hmm.
Preaching to me again.
Yep.
Well, no, I don't want to preach to you, but it's like I don't see
yeah.
what I anticipate on seeing, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the last time we had this conversation.
Absolutely.
It seems like you're still there.
Yep.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, and it'll take him time too, you know. He got to go through life and figure out exactly who he is and what he wants and where he's trying to go. Because how is he about, what, in his 20s or in his teens, 30s? Okay, yeah, y'all still got time. You know, I was thinking, like, it's a profound thought. The other day I was like, yo, if I live at 70, I still got 35 years. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's a long time.
That is a long
you
time.
Know what I'm like?
Yes, it is.
I could do a lot. I could do a lot in 35 more for 35 more years, right?
Yes.
It can be revolutionary type deal.
Yes.
All I got to do is take care of myself, right?
That's right.
And so I was just really, really thinking, like, man, how much we can do, you know, even in a gap of 10 years, even in 5 years, you know, 15, 20, you know. And sometimes we sit here and we don't think we have that much time because maybe all the chaos and we see so much craziness around us. But I'm thinking for the long haul. I put up a status the other day. I said I'm getting ready for summer. And then my guy said, winter just started. I said, well, that's how far ahead I am.
Right.
That's how far ahead I am.
Right.
And so now I'm trying to prepare for the next 10 years of my life, next 20 years of my life, even the next 35 years of my life. That's how far ahead I'm trying to be.
And you should. The pastor up at VITM up at Bisiris, and all of us who said that God had called us to be a minister, he would send home these assignments that we had to present to him. Where are you going to be in a year? 5 years? 10? Mm-hmm. So he thought that was very necessary for us to plan ahead mm-hmm. like that, you know. I don't see anything wrong with it.
No. Because you can always, like, the great thing about, you know, setting goals and those things so far out, you can always measure where you're at, you know. Because you can sit there in, like, 2.5 years, you can be, then achieve what you had planned to do in 5 years, in, like, 2 years, and be like, yo, wow, I already did that.
Right.
Let me move on to the 10-year plan, because I already achieved that in half of the time. Or it can be about 4 years, and you can be like, you know what, I'm halfway there, mm-hmm. and I got another year. Like, it's a good place to measure. It's a good place to measure when you have those timed-out goals. So it's a good thing, and you kind of know where you're going.
That's true. Is that what God means when he says, well, David said, teach us to redeem the time, or redeem the time because the days are evil? Is that what that means, redeeming the time? Be more conscious?
Mm-hmm.
Or does it mean be more conscious
yeah,
of
just
where we are?
Yeah, be more conscious where you are in the space of where you're at, you know, even in the present moment. Even though I can be so far out in the future, I still have to be aware of what
right.
I'm doing right now.
Because
my right now is altering. It's like a Rubik's Cube. Mm-hmm. Everything I'm doing right now is altering that future. Just a little bit, slightly. You know, whether you think it's for the better, whether you think it's for the worse, but regardless of what it is, it gets you to where you at.
Right.
When you get to that point, that's where you're going to be at, you know. And that's what I love about, you know, the past. A beautiful thing when looking back on the past, all your mistakes, all your failures, all your ups, all your downs, it got you to the point where you are now. Like regardless if you're looking, if you think your life is great or if you don't think it's so great, you know, it's just everything you did in the past led you up to that point. Now, if you don't like the results where you're at in that moment, hey, let's change some things.
Right.
That's it. Shake some things up.
So that's what we're going to look forward to for 2021. Mm-hmm. I think that's Tim's word.
Change. Yeah, change. Change is a beautiful thing. It doesn't have to be macro.
Nothing changes, right?
No. No. Can y'all imagine staying like in this bubble, like, you know, with this whole, the way 2020 has been? Can y'all imagine staying like that for the next some odd years?
No.
Something's got to give, right? So we change is also inspiring. The weather changes. So, like, that's why I'm like, yo, let's just. Change ain't bad. It isn't bad.
No.
Macro change can be like super scary. Yeah.
Change is hard, but it's necessary.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable, of course. Yeah, of course. Me. But it is. It is. Seasons, people. You know, I pray people change. You know, I don't want nobody stay the same. Like, yeah, if you have good character, you're going to have good character. If you have bad character and you don't like it, you know, change. It. And if you like your bad character, your bad image, okay, who am I to say this? Who am I to say you're wrong? Who am I to say you're wrong, you know?
That's true. We out of time.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe
we're out of time. We missed you, Tim.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
I
apologize.
I did the best I could. You know how I am on Mondays.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm sitting there, and then I'm like, what is, like, I don't know. I fell into some type of zone. It was weird. I can't even explain
God
it.
God brought you safe.
Yeah.
You were able to share a little bit with us, and spend a little bit of time with mm-hmm. us, so we appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and looking for 2021 and you being back.
Yeah, yes, I will. That'd be cool.
January.
We're gonna see what January brings.
Yes, you know? absolutely. Next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, the place for holiday fun. For legendary comedian Kay Ballard.
What do you like about this time of
Christmas? I wish Christmas. I get sad because I think of my family. I think about when I was younger. When, you know, everybody hung up the stocking, and I hung up one day my silk stocking for my father to fill. And he screamed with laughter because he had a great sense of humor, too. It just brings back the family, doesn't it? Christmas.
Last remaining star of The Honeymooners, Trixie, Joyce Randolph.
Well, when I was a very little girl, it was the Great Depression. And, you know, things weren't too exciting then, and, you know, there wasn't much money, but...